Hi, I'm Carrie Devra. I am Public Investor 12-03894, and I was found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 10-plus years after the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, I was a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor. Very interesting story. But she was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. A voice for investment clients, a voice for good investment advisors. I do my best to share what I learn with you, what I expose with you, and with law enforcement. Now, there isn't very much I don't know nothing about, having quarterbacked single-handedly, made change to the financial markets. Even when it comes to New York City subway shooters like Frank James. We mean Frank James Whitaker. The news is calling him Frank James. They are not calling him Frank James Whitaker. Well, Frank James called the cops on himself. 29 hours of touring New York City was enough for Mr. James. The question will surely arise if Mr. James is eligible to collect the $50,000 reward on himself. I mean, heroes are needed. Most likely the citizen who saw something and then something spotted Mr. James hanging out in the Midtown McDonald's. Will he collect something? Not necessarily. All since second in a horse race, even when saving lives is at an urgency, is still second place in a win place show. There is no trifecta here. What to do when law enforcement gets into the taking credit action chest thumping that we heard the other day? The feds stepped in. Cringe. I solved that one, the question, who leads in law enforcement? As the Wall Street whistleblower, I solved that one, who leads in law enforcement? Better said, I got the question to those who make the difference, as if anyone ever cared anymore. Those whose opinions matter, the Supremes, the justices presiding on the bench of the Supreme Court of the United States, the Supremes, Breyer, Alito, Kagan, Roberts, Thomas, Sotomayor, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett. They answered that. I put the question to them. The Supremes repeated the points I have been making to law enforcement, the DOJ, FBI, U.S. attorneys, Secret Service, all. The answer isn't surprising to me. I fought hard for contradiction of SEC employee and FINRA cartel network decades-long spin, the spin we see on television, that we watch streaming and in the movies, the myth that deceives into believing feds are top dogs. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, by the way, and FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, are enforcement. Enforcement is not law enforcement. And are the feds top dogs? No, not the case, not at all. You see, as the Securities and Exchange Commission employee, requested financial client whistleblower, I fell like Alice in Wonderland down the rabbit hole that became hell. I took on the SEC employees, the Securities and Exchange Commission facilitators of fraud. I took them on, the little guy, the David against Goliath. I took them on, standing for the little guy investing in Wall Street. don't do it. I mean, I don't recommend this as a life choice, but sometimes God chooses us for things that we didn't even know ourselves we can do. The bells and whistles warning of bad men and women running loose with no one controlling their scam, fine-tuning it over the past 100 years as they have done, as Wall Street has done, is horrific. I came along 2010 when the Securities and Exchange Commission employees asked me to be their financial client victim whistleblower. I mean, they browbeat me to accept. They chased me. They harassed me. They got me where it counts, below the belt. They guilted me. I can say they won me over to become their requested whistleblower exposing secrets. Even the Oracle of Omaha does not tell his devotees, not even to Shaq. What won me over is when the SEC enforcement said to me, do this to stop these crimes happening to others. I caved in. I sent the SEC employees and FINRA cartel network papers. I didn't know then that I was giving the sheep to the lions. What I saw? I mean, what did I not see? I did not see cops. I saw no police. I saw no law enforcement activities, no arrests, no records of even the FIs, the field interviews, court histories, local news, nothing. I saw nothing until I started looking differently at my papers, at what FINRA cartel network and Securities and Exchange Commission employees were not saying. No, where cops? There was no conversation to have with law enforcement on financial crimes, as I learned over time, because, get this, FINRA tells law enforcement that FINRA cartel network, who are enforcement only, and the SEC employees, who are enforcement only, were the first line of response. Law enforcement were, and I'll make that R, groomed by the SEC employees in FINRA cartel network into what law enforcement has been knowing for decades, since that is what the criminals are telling the cops. The criminals, I mean the FINRA cartel network and SEC employees. They've been telling the cops, bring us the crimes. Don't bring us the crimes. Have people tip us on the crimes. That's our oversight. No. Not at all. See, I have a little bit of creds here to look for and not see law enforcement involved. I was active in building the first discrete site crime analysis lab on a college campus on the continent. I know the worth, the value, the heart of cops willing to take a bullet for a stranger they do not know. I knew enough to recognize when Eric Garner made the news, there was a lesson here. I knew enough to recognize when Bernard Madoff turned himself in, that there was something there too. And together, we have the story I put together. I figured out how cops knew where Eric Garner was each time the police wanted to arrest him. I documented that as far back as 1960, when Bernard Madoff was ripping off people alongside Mom and Dad. There were no cops. Eric Garner went to jail 11 times. Bernard Madoff did not even once. And that is when I saw the solution to restoring voting rights to felons who served their time. Cops. I had to tell cops about the crimes I was documenting, the SEC employees and FINRA broker check doing for decades, for centuries, ongoing. I did. It took time. It took developing trust to unteach law enforcement what Wall Street convinced law enforcement of wrongly, to do and not to do, with intent to defraud, that if the officers did the crimes Madoff did, I put it simply, you'd be going to jail. But the Madoffs do not. I shared laws. I shared names. I shared documents. I explained things simply, repeatedly, over and over again, just like here, that feds are not lead in law enforcement's response here. As New York City Mayor Adams said, no, 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 no. The Supreme Court, the Scotties, backed me up here when they came down with their opinion from the bench that each level of law enforcement responds on their own level of response, as I documented from laws I shared to cops, to regulators, to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, and others. First, local law enforcement responds, determining what the crime response is on the local law enforcement level, determining the multitasker force response, then leveling up to state law enforcement to determine state law enforcement response that dovetails into what local law enforcement began with. And then the feds step in for their response, which is only to federal law violations. The Supreme Court justices made it clear all three levels of law enforcement work in kumbaya mode and lockstep. It's not feds exclusive of state or local. All three work together, starting from the bottom up. And that is it here too. Frank James Whitaker's backside belongs to all three levels of law enforcement, each doing their own investigation as it applies to their local codes, laws, state codes, laws, and regulations. And the feds step in for federal violations. Not one exclusives of three, all three working together in partnership. I had crimes to solve against me, against other whistleblowers. I had crimes to solve, crimes against me, crimes against others, financial crimes that were not getting better in all the soon-to-be 100 years of the SEC regulator, the Securities and Exchange Commission. These crimes have gone on over 100 years. All that changes are the names and the faces and the date. And then I came along. I shared documents and data to make a difference that these crimes will stop. One butt kick from me at a time. And you have a clue now why Madoff was not caught earlier. Those who knew about his crimes never told cops. Well, I, as soon as I saw there was no law enforcement presence to assure and ensure accountability, I did what we are told to do. I saw something. I said something. I called in the cops. I called in law enforcement, because enforcement is not law enforcement, and the cops must be called in. So, like I said, I did. And then they retaliated against me. So I spoke louder. Be good. Be back. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together. I've done things on my own. See, the matter is not the politics in the forefront. The matter is the people doing the pushing, doing the lifting. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live a life you never dreamed of, off your time invested and your dime earned. Share our podcast. And remember, don't call the SEC, call the cops. Until next time.